All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Caught up with Mercer County Golden Eagle head coach Andrew Hofer. Meet the team. Now, I forget how many years now at Mercer County?
This is the fourth season here.
Fourth year for Coach Hofer. Man, I tell you, first, a beautiful setting Friday night. Perfect night for football. We're ready for the season.
Yeah, I could use about 14 more of these. So it's really nice outside tonight.
So first up, but tell us how the preseason practices have been going as we're just 1 week away from playing for real.
You know, we've been pretty open about the fact that we don't have a lot of guys returning that touched the ball last year. But we feel like our depth is better, but just not a lot of experience in those specialty positions. But I've seen those guys from day one improve dramatically. We saw improvement from yesterday even to tonight. So we're really liking the direction that we're headed, and hopefully we can continue to build upon that depth and continue to get a little bit better every day. We've told the guys to get 1% better every day. And I've really enjoy the week of practice here and like the direction that we're headed.
Well, and it's interesting because even though you don't have a lot of experience in some of those key skill positions, what I saw and realized tonight is just meet the team, but I like some of the skill set that you put out there tonight.
Yeah, you definitely saw some guys display a little bit of explosiveness. I said it earlier, we've got more depth. It's not just one or two guys. We've got five or six guys who can pop a long one every time. And, you know, we're definitely getting some guys in some new positions, but they're learning and they're getting better every day. And they've really taken to coaching. And, you know, you have some rough days when you're learning, but, you know, we've used that as motivation as a team. And, I'm loving the direction of the senior leadership too, and I think all those things plus the fundamentals that we've talked about all offseason really start to build.
Well, and I looked at the numbers in the helmets you have on the field tonight. Look like you're in pretty good shape number-wise. When I watch JV kids play and the varsity kids, look like you're in a pretty good spot number-wise.
Yeah, we're in the mid-50s, and I'm always recruiting. I'm hoping to get a couple more out in the hallways. Never satisfied with that, but we're happy with our numbers. I know that as a football team, we're really trying to promote a positive football culture. I think that's really important. Especially for coaches, we love the game of football. We love these kids, and we want to promote that culture that reflects well on the game and makes these kids want to not only play now, but to continue to go out and to tell those that are younger than them that, hey, we had a really positive experience playing.
Well, in mid-50s in today's environment, I know I would talk to a lot of coaches that say, I'd like to have mid-50s because most of the guys I talk to are mid-40s.
Yeah, I mean, it's you hate to be greedy, but, I've personally been able to see what this game can do in a positive light for these kids. And, it's more than just the game. It's about the effects of teamwork and working hard and being able to persevere through, some adverse situations that might come up, whether it's in a game or practice. But, taking those and translating those into life, I just think there's so much more to the game of football. And, being able to personally see that. We want that for that kids. We want all of them to have that special experience of playing under the Friday Night Lights and being a part of that team.
Well, and you look at your skill position. I know, man, it looks like the gray kid has taken another significant step. He's a specimen on the field, this Williams kid from Orion I saw tonight. And then who's this? I think his first name Raven. I don't know who he is. And then Trayson Essig is such a dynamic player. And it looks like the speaker kids kind of moving into that quarterback position and getting pretty comfortable after the summer. So what about those kids I mentioned? And who is this Raven kid they mentioned? Are they just that, is that a nickname for somebody?
No, that's Raven joined us at Christmas time last year in the district. And, he loves the game of football. He's a good kid. He works hard and is really taken to this team. And, he stepped up and he's become a leader already, I think, even as a junior who hasn't been in our school district for more than, 8-9 months here. But what you just said is what I'm really talking about, though, from earlier in the interview where it's not just one guy. It's not just two guys. There's four, five, six guys who can really make a difference. And even beyond what you said, there's other guys who had definitely have that potential to make a huge difference on the field this fall.
Yeah, and then how do you feel about the kids that will play up front? How is that nucleus coming together.
That's gotten better every day. The depth isn't there as much as it is in other positions, but we've got three returning starters up there who are kind of the anchors, and then a couple guys who, you know, they're not returning starters, but they're working hard. They're got some size. You know, they really take to coaching, and we've seen those guys get better each and every day, and I'm confident that as we get going into the season, they're going to be very productive players.
Yeah, and then as far as kind of developing or creating an identity, do you kind of start doing that in week one, or is it something that you've noticed through the summer and here in preseason workouts?
You know, I think it starts right off the bat in the summer with how you establish your culture. And to me, it's not a football culture. This is what we're trying to develop as an athletic department, being the AD. You know, I'm able to have my hands on that as far as organizing summer activities and things like that. You know, we want our culture to be team first and a family atmosphere. You know, it's not always perfect, and teams, families don't always get along perfectly, but we always come together and we're back together working hard, and you know, there's a lot of aspects that go along with that.
Well, and you open up week one with Knoxville, and then week two Elmwood Brimfield. You're on the road week one, back home week two. So we've talked a little bit about in the off season, but you know, that there's no question the first 2 weeks present some challenges for you, and will be a good measuring stick.
Yeah, it almost makes 7-on-7 a little annoying in the fact that, you know, you go and you're doing all that, and it's all this, everyone's going spread no matter what they normally run, and, you know, and then week one and week two are double tight, come at you, and then, you know, there's always some variations off of that, but, you know, definitely physical opponents who are going to come right at you, and you've got to be able to man up and play physical with them, and if you don't, you know, they're going to go 3-4 yards every time and just burn the clock, and I mean, you know, you get down by a score or two and it feels like you're down by 40. So, you know, it's just a different type of opponent. You got to have the right mindset going into it, and I really think that you know, having grit and mental toughness is really important when you're going up against that type of offense, because you got to be patient. You know, you're not always going to get them for the big losses, because the sack situations really aren't there most of the time. And but you know, they definitely present some challenges, and you know, we like having that challenging schedule because it just prepares you for later down the road. But definitely a strong start to our schedule this year.
And do you feel, you know, we talk about 55, 56 some odd kids on the roster. Do you feel pretty good about kind of staying away from Ironman football, where you have to put 8 kids on the field for the whole 48 minutes? Do you feel that you can spread out the talent and not have to play kids both ways so much? Now, I know there's going to be moments where you say, hey, we're going to put our best people on the field in this type of situation, but, you know, for the course of 9 weeks of a regular season, that's pretty tough to do. So does this roster, I guess, present the opportunity where a lot of different kids can play?
Yeah, much more so than the last 2 years. Our goal has been to have as few two-way players as possible. Obviously, there's always some special talents out there who force your hand no matter what, and you know, that's not necessarily a bad problem to have there. But you know, we've talked about staying fresh this year and not letting today ruin tomorrow. And with that, an emphasis has been speed, and we've got some good team speed, some solid speed, and we're looking to keep building that even as we go through the year. We're still working on that, and part of that is keeping guys fresh. And so we're hoping to play as few guys two ways as possible.
All right. And I know you play Meet the Team with an officiating crew. So what were, and I know it's kind of a point of emphasis type of stuff too, where they like to stress. So what were some of the points of emphasis that were expressed by the officials heading into 2019 tonight?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that'll get most of the publicity early on in the season is the way that the play clock is ran. You know, it's not the 25-second clock once the ball is set there. It's 40 seconds pretty much immediately after the play is over. Really, in hindsight, if you look at it, it doesn't change the dynamic of the game too much, I don't think. For us, we've been practicing it from day one. We've got the kids on the clock, and you know, we would like to be well under that play clock anyways. And so there'll be a big emphasis on that. And then in addition, the horse collar rule has been added to a little bit this year, where you don't have to be inside the pads for it to count. Horse collar could also include pulling from the nameplate up on the jersey. So that's something, again, we've kind of taught that anyways, because we felt like if you started pulling on that nameplate, you were pretty likely to get inside the shoulder pads. So it's something that we've been working on the last couple of years anyways. So I don't think the rule changes will dramatically affect us, and probably not really dramatically affect the game in general.
And I didn't know this. I overheard you. I was standing in the end zone when you talked to the kids before you started playing. I didn't realize that the targeting penalty now in high school, you said, is it, I think you told the kids that's an ejection.
Well,
now, or what, how's the rule interpreted?
A little,
I guess,
bit of exaggeration,
okay,
for the kids, but we're trying to, again, talking about that culture of football, but you're trying to get the head out of the game. So I hate seeing that targeting stuff,
helmet-to-helmet
contact. It's definitely an ejectable offense, but you know, you want, especially if it's egregious, so you want to get that out. You never want to chance it. And you know, you see stuff on Saturdays and Sundays where the rules are a little bit different, but you know, we're just trying to keep that out of the game. There's no place for it. It's not needed. So just trying to really emphasize that to the kids with a little bit of an exaggeration there.
Right. Yeah, okay. So, and now we get into the routine. I know the preseason stuff can be tough for the kids because more practices than games. Football loses that equation all the time. There's just more practices than games, and I think more sports should resort to that, maybe, where there's more practices, but that's subject for another day. But routine, so kids start to get into the routine this week, and I would assume that's pretty important for you when you talk about kids that may not be accustomed to playing these primary roles in high school football, and they have to understand how a work week develops, I guess, for them.
Sure.
So how important is that?
Yeah, I think we actually try to use this week as somewhat similar. I mean, it's a little bit different in the fact that you know, it's a scrimmage, and but we try to treat yesterday like we would a normal Thursday practice. And you know, once you start getting into that routine, I think it's nice because you know every week what you're going to do on certain days, and there's always some variances here and there, but especially for those youngsters, it's nice to get settled in and know what you're going to be doing on a weekly basis. And you know, now you start to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel as a player. I remember that once you start getting to the middle towards the end of the second week, it gets tough because you're tired of hitting your own guys, but now you see, hey, Friday night's coming up, and that excitement's just going to keep building as the week goes on.
All right, and looking forward to a great season with the Eagles. And I guess the other thing as we wrap up, you know, trying to get a gauge on what the LTC is going to be. I think this year especially, you know, charting those week one and week two games to try and figure out what this league is going to present in 2019, because I think it's really going to be an interesting year following the LTC.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very competitive. You know, you see Principal, I think, won the JV last year, and you know, AW returns an elite quarterback with a lot of good, solid players around them. And you know, you see some other teams like Stark had some young guys last year that were real good and real solid. Ridgewood and United had some young guys. You know, Mid-County is a little bit of an unknown. They had a lot of guys graduate last year and a new coach. And you know, West Central, it just continues to get better under Coach Kirby every year. So I just think you're going to really see a competitive league. I think week in, week out, it's going to be a tough one. I just think you're going to have to be prepared and ready to go every week.
Coach, we'll talk to you next Saturday on Sportsline. Good luck Friday night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Andrew Hofer with us, year four with the Eagles, joining us on WRMJ.